Welcome to the Gray People Podcast, episode 15.
Welcome to the Gray People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Gray People Podcast. Man, I can't believe it's 15.
Episode 15.
Episode 15.
Nuestro quinceañero.
Nice. So for the 15th, we got a nice little episode going on. We want to talk about, first and foremost, the question is fight or flight, which means in the face of adversity, what do you do? Do you face the problems? Do you run? I want to break down here with all of us here today. First and foremost, what does that even mean to you guys? Fight or flight? What does that mean for you?
Wait, didn't you have a definition, Randy? I thought that would be kind of...
I didn't have the... I mean, there's no official definition.
No, what's it mean to you guys? What's it mean to you guys?
Yeah, I guess it's more... It's the body's... I was reading on it. It's your body's response of under pressure, anxiety, or danger. Your body will decide either it's time to fight, flight, or freeze. We don't have to talk about the freezing option, but, you know, overall, your body decides to do one of those, and that kind of determines, like...
I feel like it's probably, like, you face something head-on, or you kind of brush to the side and...
I think it's got to do with how you are as a person, like your brain, the way your brain works.
So let's break that down. Let's talk about all aspects of it. First and foremost, what are some situations that you guys have been in where you either had to fight or you had to take flight? Now, let me ask you another question. This is going to be two-part. So I'm asking you where and when, right? Yeah. But the other thing, is fighting always the right answer or is taking flight always the wrong answer? Because we want to make it sound like running away or flying or something, you know. There's got to be a time for everything, right?
I think it's, it depends on the situation. I mean, you think about something like, and crazy that we see it a lot on the news today, but like an active shooter. I think depending on where you are in the building, you either fight or you flight. You know what I mean? I feel like it kind of becomes your...
Survival.
Yeah, but you know, almost like your responsibility at the same time. I don't know. I almost picture it like if this guy's coming through this door, and I'm right here, maybe in a place where I can hit him with a chair or something. I feel like at that point it's like, yo, we gotta be the hero today.
Someone's still pretty excited off WrestleMania.
Or you're all the way down there, like you're not gonna come charging at a dude with a gun. So at that point it's like, yo, we gotta run. We gotta go.
Now my mind, what I'm thinking is that. Flying, because the aspect of flying in your mind is like running away from the problem. Actually, I believe that the fighter is the person that's the survivor. So if you can't, let's say, disable the shooter or whatever it is, in that case, to me, the right thing in fighting would be to get cover or not make a big scene. That way things don't go worse than what they could have. Yeah. I think a lot of times in our mind when we're like, I was actually telling Raina today earlier when we were talking about it before the show that I feel like sometimes when we ask for help, or, you know, we have to humble ourselves, or there's situations where we can't handle it, and we feel like, oh, man, I'm running away from my problems. I actually think that's fighting, because it's easier just to keep, you know, quiet on certain things. But
that's true.
What do you guys think?
I agree with you. And I didn't see it that way until you actually said that today.
Breaking down so the people know what we talked about today.
So I just asked you, like, what did you think about flight or fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, your explanation was based on what somebody else said. Who was it? The person that you mentioned?
I forgot who I mentioned, but I was talking about it.
But I think what you guys were talking about was more like in a situation, maybe you need financial help, or maybe you need
anything.
Like somebody bailing you out from a situation like, yo, I really need help, or yo, I'm in trouble, I need help.
Let's break it down this way. What about the person, let's say you have some sort of addiction of some sort, and you're like, if you don't reach out to somebody, a lot of people are going to be like, oh man, that's pretty weak. But actually, that's strong for you to be like, hey man, I'm actually doing bad, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Randy's like, I've covered a lot of addictions by myself, and I've gotten out of all of them, so
he's like,
I don't need y'all.
Well, I think in the end, it really depends on who you are as a person. You know, there's people that feel like they're who they are is like, I got to fight till the end. And there's just some people that will avoid the issues, the confrontation, the, you know, dealing with the problem face to face. And I think you're more likely to, like, psychologically, I guess, run away from issues when you're more...
That's me.
Yeah.
That's literally me, because I have so much anxiety to begin with for whatever reason. I feel like it keeps me away from doing even like fun things, like going on that little scooter thing in California. Like, the fact that I couldn't do it the first time and it kind of scared me, I'm like, okay, flight, like, I'm not doing this no more. So I feel like for me, in most cases, I probably do the flight thing in those type of situations. But I feel like I would hope if somebody's trying to kill me, you know, I would fight. You know, I've never been in that situation, but I would hope so.
You're going to fight by taking foot.
Well, and I was reading, you know, for example, they talked about the anxiety part and the whole fight and flight on this article that I was reading. And I think it has to do even with a lot of, like, things like public speaking. And I think we don't really consider it. But, you know, there's people that just get up somewhere to speak and they've got to go. You know what I mean? It's just like, I can't do this. Or they just, you know, don't have what it takes, I guess, to, you know, come out on top of the situation and fight through it. I don't know. It's just kind of interesting because I never thought about it that way. I guess whenever I hear fight or flight, I'm thinking this is a life of death or life or death. You know what I mean? But sometimes it could be even like the little things, like the presentation at work, or like Reyna says, anxiety, like even being out in public for you is like, yo, like, I just can't do the whole crowd.
It's like me and driving. It's like, in my mind, I'm like, well, okay, let me get in the car and try this time to not get lost. And I'm already like, nope. Like, I'm not doing this.
Well,
I'm just kind of trying to read a little bit. I had something that I looked up earlier today, but it's just something, I guess, like you were saying, maybe like an instinct of some sort that comes out, where actually what I read earlier was interesting, the fight or flight. It, not only humans, but animals have it too. So, example.
Like, is it like a defense mechanism?
Yeah.
Yeah, because at that point, basically, like Randy said, you're basically pinned with two options, which are the fight or flight, something that you feel like attacking, some sort of anxiety, life or death situation. So perfectly with animals, you see it. Like,
and
if you see
a goat.
What goat?
What's the goat?
What goat?
The goat that gets scared and he falls.
Oh, the ones that freeze. I can't remember. The fainting goat.
The fainting goat. They just, because if you scare them, they faint. They just.
But this is like, kind of like I was saying, there's the run, flight, or freeze. The defense mechanism is to freeze. Nothing happens.
I'm thinking here of like animals. They do this perfect. Like, you see those videos of lions chasing like gazelles or whatever. Or,
and they're running, not because they're not.
That's their way of fighting. That's their survival.
Exactly. And in their own, in the whole animal kingdom, there's animals that they hunt. I mean, in that situation, they're not going to run. They're more comfortable just going, hey, like, I got to hunt or whatever. But then when there's danger, where there's another, like, big dude or big animal coming at you, then it's like, yo, I gotta run. There's no way I'm fighting this off.
How do you think this relates to stuff happening like now?
Like which things?
Like, let's say even like celebrities. Like, for example, Usher.
It's a firefly. What's going on with Usher right now?
With this whole scandal thing that he had.
He had
the option to, I guess, fight it. Let's say to be, you know, come forward and be like, actually, like, I didn't do that. I did not sleep with all these people. And give
I haven't heard anything from him since
Confessions. Yeah, because he's never confronted it. So do you think in that situation he's just a flight option?
That's
the
flight option.
I think that's different though, because, you know, I think to some extent he doesn't have the freedom to do whatever he wants. Now he's got to worry about what his lawyer said, his publicist. He's got all these things running through all his people. And if his management says, you know what, as much as you want to come out and defend yourself, like, the best thing to do is just let it die off. We'll fight it in court. At the end of the day, like, we know, or you know, really the truth, but there's a way to handle this whole, like, the way I look at it, like, money-hungry people, I just want to come at you and say, well, like, there was this one time, 10 years ago, this happened, and it just, at that point, you say, you know what, like, I'll let my lawyers handle it.
He's like, I'll let it burn.
Damn. You know what I was thinking? Fight or flight? I was also thinking, like, how does that, how can you put it into like fears of some sort? You know, like something that you might be scared of, and you're like, okay, am I gonna fight it?
And if I see a bee, I'm flying. I'm running.
Because I was just thinking, like, me personally, I'm not the biggest fan of flying.
Like airlines.
I love airports. I love aviation as far as like the mechanics behind it. The science to me is amazing. But for some reason, the older that I'm getting, the more scared that I'm getting to be on a plane. Just because I start thinking like, this is so heavy. This is that. And I'm actually thinking that here shortly I'm going to be taking a trip, you know, that I'm going to be flying for a while. So I'm like, damn.
You can't flight on a flight. Like,
exactly. What are you going to do? So
what do you
do in that case?
I'm going to just try to take a nap, and that's your way of like, fighting I'm out of it. I'm going to sleep.
See, this is this conversation. That's true.
There's people that do take sleeping pills and just kind of knock themselves out for the flight.
See, this is a great conversation that opens up a whole lot of things. Because the way that I fight things, and I just thought about that, maybe you guys can give me some examples of what you guys do. I feel like the conversation's opening. Is the way I fight things that I get scared of or don't know, I start reading about it, try to feel more comfortable. So even though I've been on planes plenty of times, I was reading the other day, and they were saying, like, 10 reasons for you not to be scared of flying.
Yeah.
And some of the reasons were, safest way of travel. Obviously, it's a big business that makes millions of dollars. So if God forbid, one airline were to crash, that's bad enough. For that airline, that means millions, billions of dollars in fear. Not only that, but the aviation industry itself will lose tons of money, even in a day. So they're like, that's why they have to pick, these people the best they can. And I actually read this little thing that actually made me feel better, that I was thinking, like, when you're on a plane, there's a lot of, there's turbulence. And I read this thing that said that planes actually can take a lot more turbulence than the ones we ever encounter. So the turbulence factor works on a plane like a bird. When a bird flies and you see him kind of like the wind hitting him, he could still navigate it.
Well, it's just interesting because
story.
I almost look at it as like,
I'm fighting people. That's what I'm doing. I'm fighting on that plane. I'm going to stay positive.
Well, and think about my conquering, to go into a little bit what you're talking about. Conquering your fear. Is that fighting it or is that just like?
I think that's fighting it for me. If you conquer your fear.
To be able to get on the plane, that's fighting it?
Well, whatever it is.
Because else I'd run. I take flight and just not get on. What are we thinking, guys?
Well, I'm just like, I'm thinking about, like you say, for example, for me, spiders. I'm afraid of spiders.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Peter Parker.
Arachnophobia is what it's called. But yeah, when you're scared of spiders, that's my thing. And even if I see them on TV, on a game, let's say there's a lot of them coming, it gives me
they'll have nightmares.
And you'll
wake up fighting the spider.
But it's interesting because if I see a spider, then I'll kill it.
You kill it out of anger?
I just feel like if it's what's gonna happen.
It's either me or you. Boom.
I don't live that cruel to free life. If I see something I don't like, I just kill it.
Okay, so we've gone really broad on everything, which is good. So, okay, fight or flight. So we've pinpointed it to fears. We've pinpointed it to anxiety.
Which then I'll be the flight person in this trio.
Then we've pinpointed it to life or death scenarios. So I guess you could do fight or flight in a lot of different things.
I feel like one or the other, it makes one sound worse
good and
or
bad,
something.
Right?
But I feel like depending on the situation,
you
can't always pick fight. Like, were you just gonna fight everything? Like, you can just survive.
Kind of like Raina says, I think they're both good, but then you have situations depending on your type of friends. Mm-hmm. It's like, if we're fighting at the club, you gotta fly with me.
That's a literal fight. Bring up that video. That's that video that this week is like, if my man shoots, I'm shooting. If my man fights, he's fighting.
If I die,
he's dying. He's like, you see his face? I like the joke one, the one that you sent out, the parody, Randy.
Yeah, the one that, Randy and...
that guy was gonna play.
But
that's a technical fight.
No, but to some extent, some people look at it as like, you didn't jump in, you're a bitch or whatever. And not for nothing, bro, but that's my way of looking out for myself. You got yourself in this dumb fight. You think I'm gonna jump in just because you were getting beat? I don't know. But it's just I think it goes many, many ways. And depending on the situation, some people look at it good and bad. If I'm somewhere and it's here comes these four guys, we got to fight, and you take off. If I stayed and I fought and I got beat up, I'm like, yo, you're a bitch because you ran off. But you may be thinking, guess why I don't have any black guys today is because I got out of there quick. You should have gotten out.
He's a flyer.
I don't know.
First class.
So the biggest thing, we've talked about, fight or flight, it seems like it covers so many things. So obviously you said fear, anxiety, life or death situations. So we were thinking, let's play a little game. We'll have a couple questions asked to us, and then we'll decide, do we fight or we fly? And we can give a little quick description of what we would do. Since it just covers so many things, I'm pretty sure the questions we have will have, some life or death scenarios, some fun scenarios, whatever it might be. We're actually going to have Sean Ask the questions for us. He's here. You know, we're going to have...
He's
Sean,
here?
Please join us.
He's here.
Where
did you come from?
Dang. I broke into your house. So that's actually one of the questions.
So, Sean's actually going to ask us the questions. We're going to go around the table. Let's do, you know, we'll start from your end. Go Raina, go myself. And then we'll say fight or flight, whatever it might be. I don't know how many questions you have, but let's just make this
not
fun. Because I just think it's good because there's so many things to fight or flight about. So go ahead, Sean.
All right.
What we got?
So one of the questions, you have a one-night stand, right? You knock up a girl you don't even know.
Or
right?
Do I get knocked up? Because that...
Yeah, in this case, Raina would get knocked up.
Yeah, you get knocked up, Raina. Everyone else,
you
knock it
up. Okay.
What are you going to do? You going to stay and fight and try to be with that shit? Or are you just going to, you know, go to DR? Since
Randy's... Go ahead, DR.
Fight. You can handle your shit.
You said it was a one-night stand?
Yeah. You don't know the person.
I'm flying.
So
I can do that all by myself.
So you're going to, like, abort and everything?
No. I was just going to have the baby and just take care of the baby for myself. I don't need the father.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Well, the baby might need
the
father.
Like,
cool.
How was my dad? I don't know. He was really good, I guess.
Okay, in my case, I say get a girl pregnant. I think the right thing is to fight, but doesn't mean I'm fighting with her, because I can take care of my kid. Doesn't mean I have to be with her. So if it's just a one night stand for me, I don't know you. If it's somebody
it's
I knew for a while,
issue.
You know what I mean. If I knew you for a while, cool. But if not, then hey.
Well, no, this is one night stand.
One night stand, yeah. I'm gonna be there for the baby, and I'm gonna be there for you as far as like you having my baby. But we're not in it together as a relationship.
Would you probably urge that person to maybe have an abortion?
No, it all really depends.
And I think to Sebastian's point, that's what I mean. When I say fight, it's like I'll handle the situation. Doesn't mean I'm gonna get with you, but just we'll handle it. We'll see what it is, and
if she chooses abortion, that's what she does.
Doesn't matter. I'm nobody to tell her how to handle it either.
Go ahead. Second.
All right. So the other one would be, or the next one, sorry, would be, if you see a younger person verbally or physically abusing the elder. So, person, you know, a little older.
How young is this person?
It shouldn't matter.
So,
nobody should be abusing an elderly person.
No, a 3-year-old throwing little things at the grandma, that's different than a 19-year-old, like, body.
Well, why would you want to intervene with a 3-year-old?
No, that's what I'm asking. That's why I'm asking.
Beat that motherfucker. All right, so a 17-year-old to, like, a 21-year-old, right, going at a 65-plus-year-old person.
Fight.
I jump in, man. Do something.
Not even like physically fight, because I mean, I don't want to get my ass beat either, but I'll probably sit down.
That's true. Yo, man. Honestly, me, fight or flight, I see somebody younger beating somebody older. If it's in front of my face, I'll be like, hey, man, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Hey, not right now. Whatever. Go beat his ass at home or something.
No,
but
whatever you
don't do that. Don't do that. All right, next question. All
right, all right. So,
it's like, what else I see? Like, what baby?
Right. So you're driving by yourself, all mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
And you see this crazy looking person mm-hmm. on the side of the road, and he needs some help.
What time is this?
Or at? She needs some help.
Crazy.
It's gonna be at night.
It don't matter what
it's
time.
It's gonna be at
flying.
Night. You're gonna fight as far as help the person out, or you're gonna fly out. You know, you dip it. What's gonna do, Randy?
I think. I mean, if they look crazy and they like look like they're the trouble, then I'm flying.
So
I guess I'm out. I'm saying like if someone looks like they're in danger, maybe they're like seem like they're running away from something, they're scared of something, I'll stop and help. I'll do something about it.
Okay.
Good man. What about you, Raina?
I believe I can fly.
You're okay. Out.
Hold up real quick before I get to you, Sebastian. Let's switch it up real quick. You're not by yourself. You're actually Raina, and Raina tells you no, we driving off. And your morals are telling you, no, we gonna help this person out. Which
I jump her off in the corner.
No,
and come back.
You're such a liar.
Alright, Sebastian, what about you?
No, at that point I wouldn't do it because I'm not gonna put anybody else in danger just because I want to be the hero.
I'm sorry, man. I gotta fight for my life. I'm taking flight.
Yep.
So okay. I'm out.
Alright.
We all know how those movies end.
If anything, I let them know, hey man, you're really close. You're almost there.
Yeah. If anything, yeah, I'll probably pull over when I'm going on. Take it easy, man.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, man, be safe out here, man. It's crazy. Yeah, a lot of crazy people out here.
You look like you got stabbed, so you already know it's crazy out here. Keep running.
Another good one. So you see, you're walking down the street and you find a briefcase of money. Let's say $1 million.
Okay.
What are you going to do? You're going to fight as far as pick it up and take it and leave and do whatever? Or are you going to just walk right past it like you never seen it?
What about you, Raina? Go ahead.
I'll take it. I'm taking that shit.
All right. Raina.
I'll take it, but I'll take it to the police.
The authorities?
Yeah.
So they can use
you're
it.
You're the first one locked up.
So they can
take
it.
What do they have?
You know
one
you're
of those
Puerto Rican, right?
Thingies in there.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. like
and they track it, and then I get in trouble for something.
I'm taking flight because $20 has somebody's name on it. I can assure you, a million's got somebody else's bigger name on it. Yeah. So I'm taking flight. I'm out.
You wouldn't take it?
No, I wouldn't even take it.
You wouldn't even grab like 10 G's? Like,
even the briefcase, if it wasn't a briefcase, I've been trained in my mind to know that it's not good money. It's not good money.
Well, because think about this. Because like you kind of compare, right? Like a 20. Mm-hmm. You pick up a 20 and you take it home.
You don't think it twice.
You don't think it twice. Now, you see $1 million, and in a way, like, yeah, it could get you in trouble, but I almost look at it as, like, you just found it. If you stole it, that's a different story. If you were, like, somewhere and, like,
but it's clear that you found it.
I feel that somebody with $1 million is coming to get you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling like. The $20 guy, listen, I lose a 20, it means a lot to me, but I ain't looking for you. I'm not looking for you. 40, I ain't looking for you.
You better start looking for me.
Well, so yeah. I should right now be a rage if somebody stole a quarter of me. But you have a quarter of mine, I'm coming to get you, bitch.
All right. So
continue.
Here's one a little bit more drastic.
Okay.
You know, you're in the forest, you're camping by yourself. All right.
Okay. By yourself. I don't know why you're doing that.
I'll say just camping in general.
Okay. Yeah, or just camping as a couple, maybe 3-4 people max, right?
Okay.
And some crazy person come at you with some sort of weapon, let's say a knife.
Oof.
So that way you can. This is the life or death. That way you can do. That way you can do.
Another person that's not part of the group comes at me.
Yeah, because if it's somebody in our party, yo, put that shit down, man.
Yo, right here, real quick. So yeah. So what are you gonna do? Because I mean, if it's a knife, you can at least do some sort of hand-to-hand combat or whatnot, or area, or all you guys.
Sean is like, if you're a third-degree Hapkido,
you know
some Taekwondo,
something. Motherfucker, he probably ain't professional either. He's just professional.
Okay, Randy, what do you do? Somebody, you're camping, somebody comes at you with a knife, and it's not part of your group. Fight or flight?
We're fighting.
I'm flying because I would hope that you guys would take care of it. And nice. You don't need
so,
me.
Randy, what you doing?
He's fighting.
I'm fighting.
You fighting?
Like, they're going to have to take me down.
On the side of that, I have heard, and this is some crazy technique that I actually saw the other day on YouTube. That shit was crazy. They're showing people how to fight people against knives. And you know how they do these fake demonstrations real slow and stuff like that. But they were explaining that worst case scenario. Obviously, you want to start. You don't want to do punches. You want to like do swipes towards the knife, the hand. Mm-hmm. But they say people do this. You cannot get stabbed because if they stab you, that's obviously the problem. Especially if they twist, you're better off going for the blade itself with your hand and cutting your hand than it is to get stabbed.
Yeah, gotta get close.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. When I saw that, they were like, they would literally like, I can't defend myself. Last thing you gotta do is put the hand on the blade and then go at the person because that would be much better than actually an organ or something.
Call me Wesley Snipes in that bitch.
Wow, that's crazy.
Alright,
continue.
Well, and one funny video that I saw, it was an army dude showing you how to fight off somebody with a knife, and they're getting ready, and when they go, the dude goes with the knife, the other one just takes off. He said, that's his demonstration. That shit was funny.
Alright, so go ahead.
Alright, so this was pretty cool. So you're already married, so this is going to be like Randy and Raina's scenario right here, right? You're already
Sean
married.
And Janet pretty soon.
You're already married, and your celebrity crush wants you.
Oh my gosh, fight. And the fighting here
so
would be.
So the fighting is staying with your relationship, I guess.
And flying.
You're flying off with that bitch.
Better yet, I also want to alter that. What if it's not, what if it doesn't all lead
my
to, my bad. What if it all doesn't lead to something sexual, where it's just like, I want to hang out with you and spend a whole day with you.
But then your wife is like, you're not fucking going.
Exactly, because this celebrity will treat you, they're going to buy you shit, or whatever it might be. They'll
treat you better than
good,
your girl did.
And then you go back to your reality. It's not even, don't even throw it.
If it's not sexual, I'm going.
What about Randy? Can he go all day?
If it's not sexual, yeah.
Just a little
that's
kiss.
No.
That's sexual.
On the cheek.
No,
a good one
there's
on the
no
cheek.
Physical contact.
So there'll be no hugging with the celebrity.
Amazing. I'm going to say I'm fighting. Like, I'm going to stay with my man.
I'm going to touch the guy celebrity.
Because it's like, I feel like, you know, you put so much work into your marriage to just let some temporary thing come and mess it up. So as tempting as it is, I'll fight.
What if hold up. Let's alter that one real quick. What if the celebrity is an ex?
Like, what? Meaning, like, not, ooh, like, not a celebrity, but just, like, or
one, oh, no, of my, no, exes, no, like, when he actually famous, became famous.
Yeah, one of your exes,
like,
became,
hey,
famous.
Hey, I want to hit,
they have no talent, so what did they became famous?
There's no way I'm going there, because I know they just want me bad, and obviously they still want something.
You know, even in the celebrity world, they don't got what I got.
Yeah, you've
okay,
been, you've
so
been
Randy,
out in Hollywood,
so
you're
Randy's
able
fighting
to get
to
out
keep
of
his marriage. Reyna?
Randy's fighting to keep his marriage.
Reyna, you're fighting too?
Yeah, of course.
Unless it's non-sexual, then you take him flight, and you're going to have a good time.
No, because you said that they would buy me stuff, but they're going to buy me stuff, then sure, man.
And then they buy you.
I don't get bought things every day.
Hold on. She doesn't
get bought things every day.
Hold on.
Trying to save money.
Randy, so you go with Reyna having another man spend money on her?
No.
For real?
No, I mean, it's just old consummations, but she decided to fight. She decided to go. We'll handle
no,
it afterwards.
They said that they were going
to
buy me
stuff. Right,
I know. We'll talk about it later.
obviously, you're fighting. You know. Anyways.
Honestly, you are you?
Obviously, y'all are fighting. I'm
not
flying. I'm in it.
Now I'm fighting too, man. You can't all do right, it. If right, you're in love.
Hey, right. If it's early in a relationship, I don't really know you like that.
Deuces.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
Who would be your celebrity crush that you
that would do this? This is a question. Randy.
What you mean, Randy? I'm asking you.
No, Randy would be my celebrity crush, man. No, my celebrity crush would be, I have nothing but the utmost respect for Mariska Hargitay, a.k.a. Olivia Benson, for Law and Order. So I'm not putting her down there. I would say, man, who would be? I'd be like...
Who's someone that's, like, sexy.
She takes
damn,
me,
why you have
like,
to, like,
she takes me out all
why
day.
Why do you have to, like, separate the syllables?
It'd have to be something
sex,
like on a Sofia Vergara type. Something around that type of woman for me.
Typical Colombian that got plastic surgery. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, no, it makes sense. She's hot.
A non-funny one. Imagine, just kidding.
We've never disrespected anybody's culture in this show. Until today. Wow. One of the questions?
Sorry, I was your first.
What would you do? Be racist, fight or flight?
We fight. I'm a racist motherfucker. Equally racist.
No, you know who I've always liked? What's her name? Salma Hayek,
yeah.
I love Salma Hayek, man.
Yeah.
Be your
man. All right. The next question. One next question. This is something we can all relate. We've all been in an Uber, right?
Yes.
Let's say we're in an Uber by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. What? No.
And then.
By yourselves?
By
yeah,
yourself.
You can.
And then all of a sudden, he drives right past mm-hmm. or in the opposite direction of where you know you're supposed to be going. What you doing?
You know what?
My friend.
I wouldn't know
my friend.
I don't have a sense of direction, so I wouldn't even know.
Well, no, like you have it on your GPS too. Like,
oh.
You're being cautious.
Brain is like,
it's because
so,
it does show you. It
yeah,
does show
it shows
you,
where,
yeah, your,
it shows you where you're going. It has it on
well,
GPS.
Then.
And they just drive right past it. And it's
I'm
been
like
1 minute. You're like, okay, what's going on?
I saw
that's
Bone
difficult.
Collector. So I'm going to say I'm going to fight. Yeah. I'm going to do some shit in that Uber.
You can get crazy?
What if he has like little knives and stuff when you try to open the door and it cuts you?
Like in the movie?
Okay, yeah. So I didn't know we were in the Saw movie.
I would tell
Bone
Collector. They had
collector.
Like, yeah. And then when you try to unlock it, it had like
mm-hmm.
blades.
I would tell him, hey man, I don't know if you noticed, but we just went past where I needed to go. Maybe it gives me something natural like, oh,
oh my bad.
I can't get in there. I have to flip around. My bad. Okay, man.
Then it's...
Cool. If it gives me some shit like we're not headed there, well, I'm not paying the boy.
No,
there's gonna be problems both.
I'm taking my card off the Uber.
There's problems. I'm not going where I'm going. And you're not.
I think
paid.
I'm gonna have to like.
Let me ask.
Who's really living card. In terror, that bitch?
Because you're not getting paid.
If that is the case, I might have to fight, but I won't. I can't physically fight. I'm a girl.
Raina's like, I'll just talk to him until he stops.
No, I would have to just offer some.
Wow.
He's like, well, I was going to
well,
get there.
That's
where
he was going anyways.
Right. And he's like, well, I'm not looking at that.
You think,
I'm just going to be like, I'm not physical. I just want to live. So whatever you want.
You think this dude is trying to take you for ice cream or some shit? Like,
he's here to buy me some things.
I'll tell you what. If an Uber's trying to extort me for some dollars, man, do whatever you got to do, man. I got no fucking money for you, man.
Well, let me ask you.
I'm paying you with a coupon. This Uber.
I owe you.
The only reason I took this Uber because I got $5 off. And the ride was $4.
He's like, we're going to drive you right to your bank and you're going to take everything out of the ATM. This is going to be a scary story for everybody. It's going to be bad. I need you to get on the phone and call somebody to help you. You would be the guy.
I would call my Uber to come help me. Shit. No, let me ask you, like, to switch it up a little bit, because an Uber, in the sense of fighting, even, like, you can reach out. There's usually not a division. It's just somebody's car. What if it was a taxi and you're just locked in the back? Like, there's nowhere for you to get to the front.
That's where you fucked up. You should take an Uber nowadays.
So at that point, you're
In all seriousness, if I'm in that Uber and that shit happens to me, I'd probably say, man, I should have taken a fucking Lyft.
This shit don't happen on Lyft.
Fuck, happened
with that purple sign. All right. So the next one would be, let's say, road rage. Some guy cuts you off and you flip him off, you know, the whole thing. And all of a sudden, they follow you off the exit and you were supposed to go get gas. So you parked in the gas station and they pulled up right behind you. What are you doing, Randy?
We're fighting.
They pulled right next to you.
And said, "Suck my dick." I'm just kidding.
No, I think at that point, you know, you handle it. I guess you can
tell. So you're fighting.
I was personally right.
You're not gonna run into the gas station. No, you're not. No.
I think part of it is like, yo, maybe we can talk. We can talk about this. Yo, what the fuck, or whatever.
Who?
If it. No, like, they cut me off.
You're just fucking around on the freeway and you pull off the...
Or, you know, regardless, I think I'll handle it. Obviously, I want them to be like, oh, you're here, let's square up and let's go. But, you know, like, I think you can still talk about it. You can still yell at each other. Now, if it gets physical, it gets physical. You got to handle what you got to handle.
What about you, Raylan? You run into the gas station? You're like, yo.
Someone pull over and they want to find
you. Yeah, guy's running after me, saving me. What you doing?
I'll just
no favors, Raina. You can't do any favors.
I'll just be like, it wasn't me.
I followed you, motherfucker.
It's 3 in the morning.
Here. All right.
In the morning, there were 2 cars on the highway, mine and yours, bitch. Like, damn.
It's like, it wasn't me. It's like, okay, so without fighting, can I just stick your dick or something?
No. That doesn't work in every scenario.
You just said every scenario.
You say life or death. Like, the person's not trying.
But she can pour gasoline on you and light you on fire.
Sure.
All right, what about you, man?
All right.
Sebastian.
Damn, you meet at the gas station. Pumping gas, they're looking at you. Gotta look back and let them be the first person to say something.
They're like,
damn,
what you gotta do? But
hopefully, if you're not packing, if you're not ready for the scenario, then you have to, in a ways, like,
yeah, stop slipping.
Out.
That's a mentality.
So, that's a really good question.
But that's fighting because you're
saving. No, you always gotta fight because you save yourself. So, I'm always gonna fight. I'm not gonna take flight. As far as like, okay, I'm pumping gas, the dude's like, I'm gonna kill you. He takes out a gun.
I'm on my car. I'm driving away.
You got it. That's the way I'm fighting that scenario.
Unless I'm strapped, then we're going to have a fucking Wild Wild West situation going on. Well, you never know.
All right. So the next one is, you're on a train. A bunch of malicious people come up in there with some, you know, automatic weapons. You're in the very last car, and they're on their way over to it. What are you going to do? You going to try to hide? Are you going to try to fight them? What are you going to do?
So we got some bad dudes coming into the train.
Got some very
bad
guys.
Is the train rolling? Is it rolling or is it stopped?
It's going, man. It's going full speed.
Yeah. I think first initial
How fast does a train go?
About like 60, 70 miles. 70.
So if you jump out, you die?
Pretty sure.
You're definitely automatic. Getting hurt.
That'd be the most evil thing you would have done yourself.
I think I would hide. Hopefully, like, if I can strategically try to do something, so maybe when they come in, I can try to get the jump on them, I will try to do that. Like,
good imagine that, like that.
They're like, over their handling.
Should I make it sound like it's a lot of people too?
But yeah, but I would just.
And all I brought was my good faith.
Yeah.
To this battle.
That's what I would do. But if it is, like, if it's coming down to that and it's like, I'll fight, I mean, I'm going to go out.
Honestly, yeah. I say for me, always fight.
Okay.
Fight would be ducking at the time that we need to. And if we need to fight, like, physically, it's going to probably get to that point. God forbid that happened.
Yeah. What about you?
I would hide, so I guess I would flight and hope that Randy and Sebastian protect me. But
and then
if that doesn't work out.
And then what if we need your help? And we've made a bargain.
I've always heard that if you tell the person, I have kids, they something will like trigger in their mind to be like, damn, I can kill a mom.
I mean, if I was bad, I'd be like, fuck your kids. And you.
I got kids.
So I would lie and be like, I have kids.
I feel bad for them. I'm going to take
What's your kids' names?
Hope for the best.
What's your kids' names?
Freddie.
Freddie what?
Ruger.
Fetty Wap.
So you're dead.
You must be. All right. You must think I'm stupid.
And if all else fails, then, you know, gotta do some other favors, I guess.
Well, but they don't go in the train for favors. Yeah. Shit.
They have an agenda.
Usually get those favors before the train.
The one thing they jumped in the train
hold
to
up,
do was
hold
not
up,
to
though.
Get late.
Hey, hold up. There's a difference between oven sex and microwave sex.
What?
No. What does that even mean?
You know, like a quickie or a longi.
Oh,
or a longi.
Is it a sucky?
A longi.
No, a longi.
Sucky,
you know,
or
erase that. It's okay.
I just died. All right, continue. All right, what
next question.
So the other one would be, so my buddy, this actually happened to a buddy. He was in the club.
Okay.
He was in the club, him and his girl, and his girl put the phone in the back of their pocket.
Uh-huh.
This bigger guy, you know.
Bigger than him,
much bigger than him. Comes by, takes it out of their pocket, walks off. And I won't say what he did, but what would you guys do in that situation?
I was like, first off, if you're a lady, don't do that. Big mistake. Or even if you're a guy, don't put your phone in the... Don't do that to yourself.
He's like, in the doo-doo pocket?
Yeah. Do but I would fight. I would go and handle it. I'll be like, yo,
how would you
like,
handle
I'm
it?
Gonna, I'm going to need that phone back. Like, I saw you grab the phone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the phone you got right there. And then
damn, Randy, calm down. You scared me.
You're like, unlock that phone.
No, I'm talking about, like, no, we'll handle it. I think
I'll let him know the truth. I'll let you know that shit's going to get turned off on Monday, man. So you can hand that shit over right now. Or you can wait till Monday. Tell you what, man, I'm going through a rough patch. I haven't paid that shit, man. I'm already on a grace period.
I use it as a camera. That's it.
You think that shit's a phone? That's a camera, bro. Wi-Fi device.
Yo.
Okay. That shit was funny. Well, if they took my girl's phone, or it's my girl, or some girl I'm with. Because this is a girl I'm with. She got her own plan. She paid, right?
No.
Damn.
It's your girl. I'm letting him know that phone's getting turned off soon. But
I'm gonna put a finger in your ass.
But in all seriousness.
Someone took something from you?
I'm gonna let him know, hey man, I'm gonna need that phone back. I don't appreciate that. And obviously, it sounds like if the man's ready to grab somebody's phone, he's ready to fight physically.
Oh, yeah,
somebody.
For sure. Yeah. All right.
So we're going to rumble. Not.
Sometimes they just want to take it and they just don't want problems.
All right, well, here's a really good one. Here's a really good question. Right here.
I can't see.
Oh, my bad.
Raina, would you want somebody to fight for you if they took your phone?
Mm-hmm.
You or yeah?
All right,
Raina, in your situation, a girl took your phone.
A girl?
Yeah, a girl.
Why?
Yeah. Your size.
A girl your size. What are we doing?
Like some girl grabbed your phone out of your pocket.
The same way.
A girl took your phone. Don't expect Randy to go fight that one.
I'll pull her hair. I'm like, bitch, where you going?
So you fight
right away.
Yes.
She took the phone. What if the phone was falling out of the back pocket? She's like, I grabbed it. Here you go.
No, you guys made it sound like she took my phone.
Okay, she took it.
Yeah, don't be. Come on.
She took it. Raina, you fighting?
Yes.
What if it's a guy? Your size.
And it's like, I'll confront him. It's like, hey, that's my phone. And then I will hope that I say that loud enough where everybody else turns around. And is like, yeah, that's her phone.
That's her phone. Take it.
I think you watched too many
She's
movies.
Always on that anyways. Take that shit.
All right. Yo, so here's actually a really good one. Really good
go
one.
Ahead.
So.
Leave one off.
A cop approaches you and just starts harassing you physically. Are you going to resist?
Gosh, man.
Are you
like,
going to resist?
Go around, like...
Yeah, like, trying to beat you up. Like, pushing you around. All you got is a badge.
You
and you ain't no rent-a-cop either.
By the way, that's a future episode we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
We have some really good stuff for that. Me, you know, you want to be smart, or you want to say, hey, I'm not going to fight. But a human nature to me, you're going to fight.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight.
This is in public, like, with people around?
Yeah.
If it's somewhere in public, I'll make a scene. We're fighting. Be like, you know, leave me alone or whatever it is, right? If it's private, if it's like in a like one-on-one situation, then my fighting is like, okay, like let's go to the precinct and let's figure this out, and that'll be my way of like surviving because I'm not about to get three bullets to the back of my head just for trying to be.
Yeah, I got you.
I get you.
All right, and we'll just say the last one. We'll do it. This is gonna be a little different one.
Dude.
It's a camping one again.
Wait, but Raina didn't answer that one.
Oh,
cop.
He's forgetting about me.
Oh, dang, Raina, I'm sorry.
What are you doing, Raina? You're getting beat up by the police.
So, I would fight in, like, the background. So, what I mean by that, I will be like, officer, I'm complying, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to have my camera out. I mean, like,
he's
this?
Beating
no,
you
no,
up
no,
already.
He's assaulting me.
He's already beating you
he
up.
He kicked me already?
Yes, you're getting beat. He's literally beating you up.
If he's beating me, then I bite back. Not fight back, guys. I did say bite. I will bite.
Okay.
Anything? It sounds like a lot of things with the mouth on the show.
So, all
right. And the next one is going to be this. This is going to just be test your character, right?
Okay.
You're camping in a tent, and all you do is hear noises on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Are
you
going to
stay inside the tent? Or are you going to look outside the tent?
What kind of noises?
You're hearing
a bear maybe coming at you? I don't know. Like
you hear growling. Obviously, we're not a zoologist up in this bitch. So it's an animal growling.
It sounds like a big dog, but it might be a little bear.
I might actually just tell Randy,
he's
like, let's pack our shit and leave.
Well, you know what's funny? They just reminded me of the comedian. I think personally, I would have to get out and see what's going on. Because if it's
if
it's some shit that we gotta run, then I gotta know. I'm not gonna get caught inside a camping tent and get devoured and that shit. Like, yo, I feel like I gotta go check it out. And if it's a situation we gotta run, we gotta run. But it reminded me of the situation of that comedian when he's like, why is it that women always want the guy that pays the bills and all that to get up when shit? Like, someone's breaking into your house, be like, get up, check it out. I'm like, shit, I paid the bills.
You think that'd be the last one being sent anywhere?
If I get killed, all this is fucked.
Yeah, all that equal rights shit, but you don't want to equally get out the bill. Yeah.
Whoa!
I would say I'd have to definitely I'd have to see at least peek and see what it did.
Look out!
It almost made me think
you have to cut a hole in the side of the tank.
No, you can look through the little zipper thing down.
It's not a grown bear. You see a little cub.
That means the family's around.
But that means the family's close.
Oh damn!
We all seen that much on Animal Planet. Hey little bear, where's your mom? Where's your mom, little bear?
Where's your home?
Is your name Yogi?
Wow!
All right, Randall. What about you? What you doing?
No, I said I was gonna
send somebody
take my shit and leave.
Oh, that moment you hear those,
that moment
you're out.
You're gonna unpack shit.
I'm not a nature person.
It's like,
I'd be wondering what the heck am I doing there to begin with.
It's like a little squirrel just biting into it.
Rena's like, shh. Rena's like, fuck this. I'm out.
Alright.
So one more. And this is just kind of because we were kind of talking about it. So you're at home, someone's breaking into your house. You hear someone forcing a window or forcing their way through the door. They're banging, trying to break the door down.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
What do you do?
Well, I'm going to tell you what the person's going to hear. You're going to hear a little 12 gauge go cock, cock on that bitch.
And then you hear an AK fire back.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Well,
you hear.
I think we all seen how to camp and shit, you know, on these games. You can spray through the walls.
I would hide in the closet and call 911.
So see, for me, we have an alarm system. I will hit the distress signal, which is silent, just calls the cops and everybody. And then I think I will just hide and wait it out.
Great.
No, shit.
I thought something more hilarious was going to come after that. He's like, I'm just going
to
hide.
No.
Ready, trying to be quiet. They were just walking through the house. She's like, don't be a bitch. Get out there. They hear you. They're like, oh, there must be a room.
Because I guess, I don't
Freddy,
know.
Do some shit, man. They're out there stealing.
I don't know. I don't know what
they're... Pretend you have a gun.
I don't know what... Most people that break into houses, they just want the TV, the PlayStation, and whatever. And honestly, it may not be worth it.
You wouldn't fight for your PlayStation?
Shit, no. My home insurance...
They almost knocked me out last time I tried to play a game. I just got to come in this bitch and steal it. Take it.
The most he's going to do is try to talk you out of it.
You know what I'm saying is my home insurance will take care of that. Like, I don't got to catch a bullet just because of some noise or some shit. That's what I got a security system for. So I don't have to be swinging. Otherwise, I wouldn't have it. And when someone breaks in, I'm going to go with my bat or whatever.
At least protect Omega?
Yeah. Omega sleeps with us, so I guess, he'll be locked into the room.
That's what we're going to hide, the room?
And he'll be barking. Or doing the noise he does.
He's like, no.
No, anyways. No,
but get out of this house quick.
If it comes down to that, where it's like, okay, now you're at a close proximity, then we got to handle it. But if I just hear some shit,
Raina's like, what do you mean, we?
Raina, what do you do? Raina, what do you do? You're by yourself, Randy. He went on a business trip. He had to go for his job. He had to go 2-3 days on his job because he's done that before. And then you're here. Well, shit, I'm here now. And I'm out too. And it's just you.
Damn.
And Javi's playing games.
So he don't
hear shit. So he ain't gonna hear shit. He might think the shooting's from the game.
I guess I would just have to, because I don't think I remember the distress code.
Oh shit, this is a great time to remember.
It's nothing, it's just our wedding date. But hey.
Oh
shit. She like that shit gets me nervous.
For his earrings? Just kidding.
No,
well, now I know. I guess I'll do that then. and hide with Omega, and hopefully.
Oh, so it's okay for you to hide, but I gotta go catch it.
What else am I supposed to do?
Raina's like, I'll be hiding. Go handle it.
Handle it. No, but yeah, what do you do, Sebastian? You're home alone. You hear some shit going down.
He's like, I'm here. How about press that number?
If I get to the number, I get to the number. If I'm packing, I'm shooting.
Yeah.
I'm going out and I'm shooting.
You're going out, you're figuring out.
Yeah. If I don't have nothing on me to defend myself, then really I just got to stay in there and I got to, you know, hopefully call 911 or, you know, something like that. So
cool.
And that's at my situation right now, because obviously if there's kids involved, little kids,
yeah,
then we're thinking different.
No, but you got to, yeah, I feel like at that point it's different. Cool.
I use my bow and arrow. Take my
right
time.
So,
okay. All right. Like,
pew, pew. The freaking nerd. Bow and arrow,
hey, stay still.
Hey, I want to hit you. Stay there.
All right, let's go. Right, that was so, the game. The game was fun. Want to thank Sean for asking all them questions and everybody participating.
So for the next segment, as always, we're going to do our 3-2-1. For those of you guys that are new to the podcast, this is where we all talk about something that was impactful for us through the week, whether it was something that was good or bad or sad or
funny.
Reflect
on it, basically. Something
we
take away from the week.
Yeah, something you took away from the week. For me, one thing that was impactful, the J. Cole's new album that dropped, K.O.D.
K.O.D. is nice.
I thought it was fire, and what I really kind of liked about it was
1985,
that,
go on.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
I'll hear that.
For me, was just that. And I figured he was going to do that, but just he stuck to rapping, and I just liked that he didn't try to do this whole new sound. Or
he does him.
Or
like
he
it.
Does him, and he's... You know, because I feel like I miss that in music today. Like, all these little pumps and little chunks and little everything. It just,
well,
like...
Those are...
Oh,
they good, too.
I don't even know what the fuck they're doing nowadays. Anyways, my opinion, I don't like it. No, but I'm saying, like,
I'm with
just,
you, I'm
I
with
appreciate
you. I like what J. Cole did.
It
was nice.
He kept the G. K.O.D. Listen to it if you haven't. It's out.
If you like
hip-hop,
you got to listen to it.
For
what about you, Raider? What'd you
do it for the
Cole? What was something?
What was impactful? I feel like communication overall was impactful for me this week. I had a lot of heart-to-hearts with my close friends, with my husband, and it was just, it played a really big part in my week, and it made me feel more uplifted and more positive.
Why was I excluded in these? I don't remember any heart-to-hearts.
You've been busy all week.
Yes.
You've been feeling sick is what you, I've been sick, guys, I can't come around.
But yeah, but I feel like it was very needed, and I appreciate you all.
That's a good one.
Let me say that again. I appreciate you all.
Thank you very much.
What about you, Sebastian?
We love you. I'm actually going to kind of piggyback of what you said of something about music. So I'm going to talk about, I've never been, but I'd like to go to Coachella maybe sometime.
Oh, yeah.
But just to see like everything that's going on. And we had J Balvin sing with Beyonce. So I thought that was really, really dope. Especially because right now this Latin movement, like the Latin urban music, Latin trap, this Latin pop, it's really getting its due right now, where you see like Will Smith hanging out with Nicki Jam, and then you see Maluma's gonna have a song with Pharrell. So I just like this whole fusion in this time right now. So like that was
good. It was pretty cool to see. I guess I didn't know. And I think Raina was the one that mentioned it, but I guess I didn't know that like Beyonce was doing the thing 2 weekends in a row, like,
right? Yeah,
two shows, and it was kind of cool to see her bring him out. First of all, singing the song that she was, you know, featured in for the remix, Mi Gente. And then J Balvin coming out. You could tell he was so excited to be
just
there.
Just be there.
And it's big for the culture.
That's what I'm saying. That's big
Latin
for the
movement.
Culture. So,
Colombia.
And all Latins, everything. So it was cool.
PR.
And on a side note, though, something really impactful, man. Yo, because if you know me, you know basketball. I'm huge on basketball. It's playoff basketball right now. LeBron James, to me, is the best player today that plays the game. And that man's got no help on my team. So if he loses this series, it's not him. Like I could just hear it now. LeBron sucks and this and that.
Would you even say some of the coaching? Like I think sometimes
it's a mixture of everything. It's coaching.
It's the coaching. It's the team.
And who knows? Maybe he's not the easiest player to play with because that's what now everybody's trying to say.
Yeah, everybody has.
But the man has taken, you know, lesser teams really far. I'm just saying that I'm really impacted by him as far as the leader that he is. You don't hear anything bad coming out of like his camps.
If anybody from the Cavs is listening, help the dude out.
Help LeBron,
please.
Man.
This is
well,
no,
but Kyle, shout out to Kyle.
No, I'm like, I think you know they're all doing their part. It's just not what's. It needs more effort.
It needs more effort.
From what we can
see,
from the
eyeball test.
Yeah, from the eyeball from here. We don't know because I'm not playing the game out there.
I just feel
like he's.
They need less cheating on the team.
It's not that. It's just they need to play better.
Wow.
All right, everybody on that Chloe Ben.
She stayed with him. It doesn't hurt basketball.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, and that's that. Right. So now we're going to continue to our People's Note. Rain, explain what that is for the people.
Yeah, so if you're a new listener, the People's Note is our version of the quote of the day for tonight. We have, be a lover, not a fighter, but always fight for what you love.
I like that. That's nice. I like that a lot. That almost reminds me of what something that I heard one time that was like...
Like on Great People Podcast?
Exactly. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
No.
I was going to say something stupid, but...
So, anyways, but yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Episode 15, thank you for the support.
Big episode's coming.
Yeah, we got some more coming. We're going to have some guests coming in future episodes.
Some really
we have
great
some
talks.
Fun topics. Yeah, so if you haven't yet, subscribe, comment down below, like it, share it with your friends. Follow us on Instagram at Great People Podcast. Everywhere else, Twitter, Great People Podcast. You can look it up. Follow us everywhere. Yeah, again, Instagram, Great People Podcast. On Twitter, Great PPL Podcast. On Facebook, we have a page, Great People Podcast. But anyways, thanks for the support. Leave us down below anything you want us to talk about in the future. Any suggestions for improvement, anything like that. But again, subscribe if you haven't. Thanks for all the support. We're going to be here again next week.
Shout out to everybody that listens and supports.
Yeah.
You know, we appreciate you here. 15 episodes in, so it's crazy to even think that we've done this many.
Yeah.
And yeah, cut.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.